Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Glad you dropped in today to kick off your weekend just a bit early. One of the great things I hear about our show is that families can listen to our podcast together. And I appreciate that so much. We love that you take the time to listen with your families. And today's show is one of those shows you can play right along with us. We're playing Would You Rather, and we have some great scenarios. Like, would you rather have these low crowds and short wait times, or get back your fireworks and parades? How about the, would you rather have the fall snacks or the Christmas snacks? And many more situations. So play along with us today in the car, maybe around the kitchen table, maybe while you're working out in the yard. And then jump on the social media and let us know. Pick one of these and send me a message at BRGuestMike on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or Twitter. And let me know your thoughts on these would you rather situations. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. We'd sure appreciate it when you get ready to go to your next Disney destination if you work with us over at themagicforless.com. Check them out today. They got a great trip planning website that's going to help get you started and get you pointed in the right direction. Again, check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link anytime you shop online, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And if you really want to help support the show, and thank you so very much to each and every one of our patrons, you are helping us keep this going. And I can't thank you enough for that. Get some extra content in your week and join the crowd. Patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to episode 1770 of the Be Our Guest Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. That is right. We are less than 24 hours away from SEC football. I am a happy guy. I get to talk Disney. I get football this weekend from my favorite conference. Mizzou is back. We're going to be right there neck and neck with Bama out in Como tomorrow. Oh, my gosh. It's going to be on ESPN. I'm a happy, happy dude right now. So let's get to talking Disney. This is one of the things that makes me happiest all week. I love coming to you, doing the podcast and sharing it with my two best friends here in the Disney universe. We have Ricky. She hangs out every day, giving us the latest and breaking news over at themouseforless.com. Ricky, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. And aw, he thinks of me as one of his best Disney
friends.
That's
it. You are. You're one of my best co-podcasters.
There you go. Aw. My heart's all warm and fuzzy now. That's so sweet. Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
That's it. It's fall, you know. You got to be grateful.
It is. Yeah. So, I'm definitely at the Nosferless getting that news for you. So if you want the most up-to-date and correct news, that's a nod to something that happened this past weekend. I make sure that it's correct at the Mouse for Less. So.
Yeah, I didn't see that story about the fast passes over on the Mouse for Less. What's up?
No, you sure didn't. And that's because I did my research and found out that the fast pass story was wrong, which I did not just go with it like everyone else did. Just throwing that out there.
You're so old fashioned.
I know. What research? What? Oh my gosh.
I'm just saying it did make for a fun Sunday Night Live call-in show, though.
I'm sure it did, but I definitely researched that one and did not write about it on the Mouse for Less because it was not true.
Speaking of, though, let me just say, I love your news because we lead off all the Sunday Night Live call-in shows, which are 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central for an hour. We take your calls, but we lead off with your news every week.
I'm glad I could help. There you go.
Yeah, it's fun. and you got good pictures, too, especially that Star Wars story where it talked about the lightsabers coming back and that picture of you, like, looking glowingly at your lightsaber. Pretty. I crack up every time I look at it.
You can thank the Positanos, or however. I'm sorry if I totally butchered their last name. I'm so sorry. But they invited me in to their experience, and it was amazing. And they let me build their lightsaber. And that was legit my face when the lightsaber turned on. I was like, oh my gosh.
Cracks me up.
It was like, so crazy.
The force touched you.
It did. That was the only time. But it was so cool, though. So, yeah, that was my real face.
All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, and I believe she is also force sensitive. I'm not sure. What's up, Pam Forrester?
Yes, of course. I mean, I use my force to do all kinds of different things. The force, my force, we combine and it makes like something even more incredible. For sure. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, whatever.
So what do you guys
I don't
have,
going
have
a twin, though.
Now, well, you never know. I mean, Luke didn't know he did either for a while. So, but then.
Yeah. Valid.
So, and apparently, you know, twins got us in trouble on Wednesday's show. Laura had twins. We couldn't figure out the answer. So we're done with twins. No twins.
No
so
more twins.
That's it. They're getting us in all kinds of trouble. But no, Pam. So it's a nice fall weekend. What's on the agenda up in Pittsburgh?
I don't, you know, I love this time of year. Like, I'm like all the pumpkin things. Oh, and by the way, have you heard? There's like a pumpkin shortage that people are
what?
Freaking out about.
No, there cannot. Are you serious? I haven't heard of that yet. Oh, come on now.
Canned pumpkin shortage.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Legit okay. can't get it. So.
I've heard that. I mean, I get, you know, people were baking a ton when the start of this pandemic happened.
Yeah.
I guess now they are baking a ton of pumpkin stuff at this point. So.
Well, right. And I was thinking about that. I was actually having this conversation with my mom. We always joke that if someone's ever tapping our phones, they're going to be sorely disappointed because this is just an example of one of the conversations we had. We were talking about the pumpkin shortage and she was saying to me, you know, it's probably not a crop that is raised all year long,
that's
like
true.
Some of these other things. So there's probably only limited times that they can sort of restock their yeah. pumpkin crop. So anyways, hopefully they're gathering up all the pumpkins that are out there right now so that we can have canned pumpkin again. So
yes, exactly.
And bring it to my house because I like it all. Pumpkin coffee, pumpkin tea, pumpkin muffins, cookies, cakes, whatever.
As soon as we're done with the show, Ricky, I'm heading out to Creevecore Mill Road and grabbing my pumpkin from the patch and at least having something I can carve.
So, there you go.
There you go.
Exactly.
You're
yes.
making me nervous. All right. So yeah. today we're doing Would You Rather Disney style. It's not going to be would you rather have pumpkin pie or chocolate cream pie?
Oh, can I have both?
Yeah, I'm chocolate cream. Real quick. Okay, let's get warmed up. I'm chocolate cream on that one, Ricky.
Oh, I'm both.
No, you got to pick one. It's would you rather.
Chocolate well, it cream depends on the time of year.
No, I'm saying right mean, now, like boom on
oh,
Friday.
Right now, yeah. I wanted to make myself a pumpkin pie a couple nights ago. So yeah, I'm all in pumpkin pie right now. Yeah.
What about you, Pam?
Pumpkin. Oh, yeah, chocolate cream is like pudding and
oh
whipped
yeah,
cream.
That's, yeah, that's like putting
that's
on a graham cracker.
No, I don't like that. No, nope.
It's putting on a graham cracker with whipped cream on top, baby. There's nothing wrong with that.
Fantastic. I'm in.
I love it. My grandma used to make some great chocolate pies. Oh, so good. All right. Okay. Anyway, we are going to take these from the live chat. If you have any, throw them in here, and we'll address those. We'll start off with Ricky. Ricky, give us a would you rather situation for Walt Disney World.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, what's all the rage right now is the fantastic Halloween, like buckets and, you know, other kinds of merchandise items that are available with food at Walt Disney World. So my first question is, would you rather buy the Mickey popcorn bucket, the one with the pumpkin, or the Madame Leota sipper? You can only buy one because you only have room for one in your luggage. So you have to make the choice of which one you're going to take home with you. And I already know Pam's answer because we've had this discussion. But Pam.
Yeah, because she's raffling one away next show, next week. We're going to raffle her.
Exactly. I'm going to go to you first since we already have your answer.
Well, so I already bought the pumpkin one. So I'm so excited about it. It's actually, so this is something that's way out of what I typically do because I don't usually buy anything like this. I'm just not that person. I just, because I get home and then I'm like, what am I doing with this? And then I'm like, it ends up at our Goodwill. So if you live by me in the
Goodwill, apparently.
So anyways, but yes, I love that pumpkin balloon popcorn bucket thing. It is so cute and it's a Halloween decoration. So it actually has a function in my house. So I felt okay about buying it. So I say that.
All right, Mike.
I'm going with the pumpkin bucket too. That thing is pretty cool. I just think it looks neat. It looks more practical. Now, tell me about the Madame Leota thing. Okay, so it's a, like, what is it? I've seen it, but I mean, is it a, it's a glass? Like it's a, like a drink thing?
It's,
or
yeah,
what is it?
It's a beverage sipper. So it
so it's like the it's kind of like the orange bird or, you know, kind of thing
yeah.
I have. Like it's got a straw on the top.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then, but the part that's really cool is that it lights up. which is awesome.
Yeah, that is cool.
So I am going with the Madame Leota because she lights up. Now, if I really am talking about things, I'd probably bring home both. But because I don't need both, but they both probably come home with me. But if I had to choose one, I would go with the Madame Leota one. I think it's a little more unique than the Mickey one. The Mickey one is so cute, though. But I think I'm going with Madame Leota that I'd bring home with me.
I agree. I think the Madame Leota is just like, it's got the pop. It's got the, you know, you're really going to impress people if you bring that home and show it to everybody at, you know, the office. I know you're going into the office, Ricky, and stuff like that. But I think, you know, the popcorn bucket and the one where, you know, Pam has, it's something that you could use 20 years. It could be a Halloween decoration for 20 years, and it's classic.
Madame Leota's can be a Halloween decoration true. For but 20 what about, years.
Yeah, but I mean, the batteries could go out on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's got.
I'll buy new batteries. Okay.
Right. Well, because it's like a lightsaber. Like, I have a lightsaber on the wall, but I always forget to turn it on. You know, it looks cool when it's on. Like, you got to actually activate it. If you just put that pumpkin popcorn bucket out, it's 24/7 looking cool.
Okay, all right.
I'm just saying. All right, but okay, so we got a lot of people in the chat going popcorn bucket.
I mean, I get it. I understand.
All right, I'm gonna outsource mine because I went to the Patreon Discord server for mine.
Cheater.
So, well, actually, my first one was actually one I was gonna do anyway. It's from Bill Ogg, and he says, "I'm not a big fireworks or parade guy." He's like you, Ricky. He's not. You know,
no, he's not.
"I would like to run around on attractions during the nighttime shows. Would you rather low crowds and wait times or have fireworks and parades?" He says, "Not a traditional would you rather, but I think it's apropos for our current predicament." And I got to give a shout out to Bill because I would have no idea how to spell apropos, but he did. And I guess it's right because I don't know how to spell it myself. So anyway, would you rather have low crowds and wait times like we have now or get your fireworks and parades back, but the crowds go back up? Ricky, what do we do? Well, I know. I think I got a good guess on you.
Yeah, you definitely have a good guess on me. I mean, low crowds is hands down. I can give or take fireworks. I can give or take a parade. But the low crowds and wait times are hands down the best thing ever. I'm so enjoying it. So I know I am the opposite of most people, but I mean, that's kind of where I'm at. So yeah.
All right. Low crowds, wait times. Pam, what about you?
So I'm, you know, I'm thinking about the trips that we took recently and I really enjoyed them. I've really enjoyed the trips that we've taken since the reopening. I am looking forward to the day when all those things return, like fireworks and parades and whatnot. But I can absolutely stick with this for a little bit longer. So I'm going to forego those things and, you know, stick with the lower crowds. Yeah.
While I like the uniqueness of the current situation, I would go parades, fireworks, go back. Because to me, okay, this is going to sound strange because I loved my August trip with nobody there. It was like, I felt like a rock star. It was crazy because you just don't get that kind of, you know, empty park and, you know, being able to have that freedom. But, and I've said this many times, like Pop Century is kind of a crazy resort. Like it's busy. There's a lot of rooms, but there's an energy to it. Like there's a heartbeat. And when there's not a lot of people there, it's kind of weird. It's almost like there's like just something slightly missing, you know, which you make up for in how many rides you get to ride. Don't get me wrong, but it feels for somebody that's been as much as we have, like I like that nighttime, just like the hubs packed. Like I can't believe I'm saying I miss that, but I do. Like, and to watch Happily Ever After or to see, God, I wish when Illuminations went away, the world fell apart, by the way, just so everybody knows, right? As soon as we got done with Illuminations, like it's like the world was done. But I mean, just like there's like a cadence to a Disney vacation. It's like a rope drop that early morning. It's not hot. You're just boom, 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 getting so many attractions done. Midday swimming, back to the park for dinner, close out with fireworks, a nighttime parade. Back in the day, we had those. That was awesome. And then you go to bed. Like that was my perfect day. I could take the crowds, but I mean, right now it's pretty sweet. Take advantage if you can. So, but I miss my fireworks and parades, but that's me. All right, Pam, give us a would you rather. So you guys took the day and in the chat room took the day. Everybody picked low crowds and wait times.
Wow.
Wow. That's interesting.
That is.
Okay, so I did, it's sort of along the same sort of vein as Ricky's, but mine was, so with all the different foods that we see coming out, like the special foods for Halloween and the holidays, are you taking the Halloween treats? And you know, I know, right? And there are so many good ones. There's the waffles with the pumpkin.
Everybody's losing their minds about that one too.
I know they are, but we know some of the treats that they have at the holidays too. I mean, we have like the poutine that had like the stuffing was so good, and the gravy. Hello, that was really good. And then just all the things. I imagine they'll have like the food booths, like, you know, that they've been having for the holiday of the whatever they call that. Whatever. Please insert the
Festival
Disney
of the Holidays.
Festival of the Holidays. Festival of the Holiday. Mickey and Minnie Mouse run out and make something for you. Holiday party.
I mean, that one. Yes.
Got to be a 35-word name.
Yes, it does.
They have great food there, too. And they have the cookie thing, the cookie trail, and the different cookies you could do. So which would you rather, the Halloween and fall treats or the Christmas and holiday treats?
I'm going to jump in here. I'm going fall treats because I think really, I sound like such an old curmudgeon here, but I swear, like, in the last decade, like in the last 5 to 10 years, like the focus has gone away from like just the fall. Like when I taught school, when I first started teaching 20 years ago.
Oh my gosh, here we go.
I'm just saying, like when I would do a bulletin board and I didn't do many. Actually, I didn't do bulletin. I paid Pam to do bulletin boards because she was. And I'd be like, dude, I'll buy you like a week's worth of lunch if you just do this bulletin board because I hate doing bulletin boards. Anyway, but I mean, when she would do a bulletin board for me back in the day, like in the late 90s, it was always like, oh, here's fall. You know, you got leaves, you have like a football, you got, you know, like a campfire. I swear now, if like you're a teacher and you make a fall bulletin board, it's got to be like pumpkin spice lattes and like pie, and everything is churned to like fall is now like the snacking season. And so that's why I'm going with fall, because I think people look forward to fall for that seasonal taste of what you can get in the, you know, September, October.
Okay. All fall right, snacks. Ricky.
So this is tough. I think I'm going to go with the fall treats too, though. There's so many really great, while I love gingerbread flavors, there's so many great pumpkin flavors that they have available right now with the pumpkin spice waffle sundae, which sounds amazing. And then there's the pumpkin spice milkshake, which is at Anti-Gravity's, which I tried to get last year. And when I tried, they were actually out of it at the time. And they said it would be like 20 minutes and I had to leave. Wow. So I was like, but I really wanted to try it then. There's also the Hades nachos, which sound amazing.
You're just tempting fate. If you put anything in your body that's called Hades nachos, dude, you're just asking for it.
Bills. They're black bean nachos with fiery buffalo chicken, lettuce, tomatoes, sour cream,
salt, and jalapenos.
That sounds so good. Oh, I would go right now.
You're just asking. Yes. I mean, you guys get on me for eating Taco Bell. At least nothing on the menu is called Hades fiery nachos. Dude, that
they were good.
I am so in right now. I can't even tell you how in I am on those. If I could get them delivered to my house tonight, I would do it. So, you know, there's also the pumpkin. Okay, it's the pumpkin tiramisu. It's at Rosie's All American at Hollywood Studios. It sounds amazing. It's layers of mascarpone and spiced pumpkin cake. I don't think I've ever eaten at Rosie's All American, and I plan on going to get this. So I'm telling you right now, that sounds good. There's also a pumpkin cheesecake cannoli at Pizza Rizzo. Again, pumpkin cheesecake mixed with a hazelnut praline crunch and a cannoli shell. I'm all in. So there's so many great options this year for Halloween, and I know that there are going to be some fantastic choices for Christmas, but I gotta go with the Halloween options. There's just so much that I'm all in on right now. So, yeah.
All right, we got two fall. What do you got, Pam?
I'm going to go with the Christmas ones.
Oh.
I know, right? I really thought about this. And I just think, first of all, I feel like Disney has really stepped up their game in terms of treats right now. They know that these are the kind of things that we're looking for, and they delivered. They really and truly did. And I'm really anxious to see what, you know, when we start getting the details of what the Christmas things are going to be. And I love that season. I love when it's a little colder down in Florida. You can wear like a sweatshirt or a sweater at night. I really love that part. I love getting like a hot drink and getting to feel that. So it just sort of lends itself to that. So I'm going with the holiday ones, the Christmas ones. I can't wait to see what they do this year.
All right, I'm going to throw mine in. This is Amanda has one in the chat, so I'm going to put this one in for the users. This is a user's turn. This is a tough one. I'm just sitting here because I was reading it, and I've been thinking for 5 minutes. I don't know what I'm picking. Would you rather, in December of 2020, so in a couple of months, the contemporary theme park view room or the yacht club with Stormalong Bay?
Oh.
I think I have my answer, though. I'm going contemporary theme park view room, because in December it could be cold. Not that the pools aren't heated. They are. And Stormalong Bay would probably be fine in December. You'll get your swim on. But man, think about it. You could watch the projection of the castle because the contemporary rooms are up. You could see the ugly sweater castle from your room. You could see it in your jam jams.
I'm going contemporary.
Because I've never stayed in a contemporary theme park tower room. And I think that's like every Disney fan's bucket. Like it's on the bucket list, right? It's on your top 10 of things you'd like to have at some point. I'm going tower theme park view room, contemporary December. Ricky, what about you?
It is tough. I see your point. But I think I'm going yacht club with the pool, because the pool is awesome. And you do get, most of the time, warm days in December. I mean, we've all been there when there's been that wicked cold snap that's come through, so, and it's just been freezing. But the pool is incredible. So there's that. And then you're close to both Epcot and Hollywood Studios with that. And I think that that's just a winning combination right there. So I am going with the yacht club in this instance. So Pam is going to have to be the tiebreaker.
Pam's calling me. I already know this one. Watch.
So here's what I am thinking. It's over the holidays, and I think I'm going to pick the yacht club because I can walk into Epcot and do all the holiday stuff that's there. Like, Epcot is so... I love that. That is the part about the Epcot Resort area that I love. Boardwalk, Beach Club, Yacht Club. The fact that I can walk into Epcot and I can walk into Hollywood Studios really brings it up for me. As much as I love the theme park view, and I do, I think the one at the Contemporary is absolutely the best theme park view that you can get. You honestly at times feel like you're sleeping in the Magic Kingdom just because you're that close to it. And the walkway to the Magic Kingdom is awesome. But this year in particular, I love that walk into Yacht and Hollywood Studios. So I'm going with that.
All right. So I love this. And hope you're playing along with the kids. Maybe you're sitting around the kitchen table, maybe a break from schoolwork or something. Keep playing along with us. Let us and all social media. Let us know today what you picked. All right, Ricky, what do you got for our next Would You Rather? Looks like you're looking hard at some research or something.
I feel like this one is just for Pam and I.
Oh God, here we go.
Thanks. That's my life. I'll sit this one out.
All right. So, but Mike, I mean, you may have an opinion. So, Pam, I'm going to ask you first because, duh. Would you rather get the charcuterie board at Wine Bar George or at Baseline Tap House? Yes, correct. I did say charcuterie. I knew we had to get it in.
Golly, these are both good cheese boards. I think that the one at Wine Bar George is better, but I'm actually going to pick the Baseline Tap House one because here's why. I love that atmosphere.
Yes.
I love being outside. Their playlist is
amazing.
It's on point. We have it here at home. We've replicated it here at home and added some other ones too. We play it all the time. Love
and
it.
I need you to send me that, by the
okay,
way.
Okay. Right. Spotify. You can find me on Spotify. There's all kinds of stuff there. But I love that atmosphere. The people watching, awesome. I mean, they're walking into Galaxy's Edge or coming out of Galaxy's Edge and they're all excited about it. I love that. And I love that they have beers on tap there so you can get that. So I'm going to go with the one at Baseline.
All right, Mike, your turn.
So I've never been to either one of these places because the thing is, charcuterie is like, it's expensive and you don't get much bang for the buck. You know what I'm saying? Like, do give me like a big fat burger over at Backlot Express and I'm a happy guy. But for the atmosphere, I would go Baseline for the reason you said. I'd eat outside. I'd watch everybody kind of come and go from Galaxy's Edge and feel fancy. Feel fancy, Nancy.
You are wrong.
They might even see fancy.
You
Nancy.
Are
she
wrong.
In this
wrong.
Sense of charcuterie boards being expensive
whatever.
And
give
not
me
a
Whopper.
Food. Because the one at Baseline is not that expensive.
No.
Yeah,
but I probably need four of them. I'm just saying, like, I got to get my grub on. I mean, it's a little stuff.
That's right. He is running a lot, so he probably needs way more food.
I don't,
than
you know, I know,
there.
I know. Everybody loves, like, they're all excited about small plates. When I hear small plates, I hear expensive and not enough food. I'm just saying.
I don't blame you. I am also, though, going with Baseline Tap House, and it is because it's just completely like what you guys said. It is on point. If you add a pretzel in with it, which is just amazing, their Bavarian pretzel with beer cheese fondue is just beyond. So you add the two of them together. It's so good. Their salami is fantastic. I love the cheese that they have. The bread that they have is also really, really good. I'm all in on this board. Like, it's amazing. I
the
love
little
it.
Cornichon pickles.
Yes.
Yum.
Yes, exactly.
All
so
of it.
I'm in on that. I agree with you about the atmosphere. It is absolutely amazing. Just because you can sit and people watch. I like to sit on the inside and people watch. So, you know, sit and watch out, you know, because they have the great windows that are there. So, because it's hot all the time when I'm there. So I like to do it that way. But I have sat outside and it's also glorious. You sit under a tree and it's wonderful. They do have the multiple beer selections. So that makes Brian a happy camper. I think it's something you wouldn't expect in a theme park. And that is why I love it. It's just, I wish they had something like this in every single park. I think they do. They try with, you know, Nomad Lounge a little bit in Animal Kingdom. You know, I think, but they need a charcuterie board there because they don't have one and they need one. they have other good things, but they need a charcuterie board. But they don't obviously have anything like that at the Magic Kingdom or really, I don't really think they have anything like that at Epcot. So, which is surprising because you'd think like Epcot would totally be a great place for what's the in Italy?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Tutto Gusto.
But I mean, you have Tutto Gusto. But I mean, it's in a cellar. It's not you're not out. You don't get to sit outside. You don't get to people watch.
They have a good one though at Tutto Gusto. Yeah. They do. They have some good stuff there.
I haven't tried that one yet, so I do need to try that one. But I mean, it's just not what you think of when you think of charcuterie board. So
And Alan in the live chat gives a shout out to Homecoming because they have one with pimento cheese. Now, I'm all about pimento cheese,
they
but
do.
I get the Kraft
they
little
do.
Jar and I just shred that little jar with some Ritz crackers.
And their ham is so good. Plus, if I'm not mistaken, they include the little pecans that they serve too, which are really good. Their board is awesome for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
God, no, I'm starving. Okay, we got to finish the show. Pam, what do you got? It's getting up. We can't keep talking food.
Front porch. Let's go.
Go ahead, Pam. What do you got? Would you rather play along?
Okay, so this is a festival one because we're going to come up on this in 2021. Would you rather see Disney expand the dates for the Festival of the Arts or Flower and Garden in 2021? So if in Epcot next year they were going to expand one of those festivals and they'll put out this it's longer than ever before or
every single one
dates.
It's like Apple, they always have to say it's the thinnest phone ever, you know.
Yes.
It's like that's Disney's thing, it's the longest festival ever.
But at this point, like with Food and Wine, they literally can't expand it anymore. This year has to be the longest Food and Wine Festival ever. So
and there's no end in sight, people. No. They have not announced the end date.
No. Everybody keeps asking, when's the end date? It hasn't been announced.
It's going to go on forever.
It is. Okay. I will go first on this one. And I would rather see an expanded Festival of the Arts and maybe cut in a little bit on the Flower and Garden Festival, because I think the Festival of the Arts is fantastic. What they do with that festival, now granted, maybe not in 2021 because of COVID, but overall what they do with that festival is just beyond awesome. And it'll be even better once they have that festival center officially open. You know, hopefully they'll still do something with the festival center with the redo of Epcot. Because, you know, what they've done in the past with those festival centers is just so cool with the Festival of the Arts. So, and that is hands down my favorite festival, with Flower and Garden second. So for me to say that, it's a big deal, to be honest. So I would like to see them expand it just a little bit and maybe cut into Flower and Garden. And I would like to see that moving forward anyway. So because I think Flower and Garden goes on until June anyway right now. So take a little bit of extra time from Flower and Garden and give it to Festival of the Arts. It's a great festival.
I totally agree, because a lot of people haven't had the opportunity to get down for that limited window for Festival of the Arts. That'd be new to a lot of people. And I think, too, coming out of COVID, this would be kind of a great celebration for a lot of disciplines that have been hit hard by COVID, like performing arts, culinary arts. You know, those things have been really, really, you know, trying to reinvent themselves in the world that we're currently living in. And what a great celebration to take it and maybe double up Festival of the Arts, make it twice as long. You know, because, I mean, Flower and Garden is awesome. Don't get me wrong. A lot of people love, especially folks that are from the colder climates. You get to go down, you get to see all the flowers, the popping colors, the green, the, you know, the brights of all the flowers and stuff. But Festival of the Arts would be a great way to celebrate, you know what, we've missed this and we're back, you know, for all those kind of things.
I'm not talking about pushing them back too far. I'm talking about maybe, you know, 2 weeks or so.
Go from like, you know, after marathon. I wish it was over marathon weekend. I would love to see it then, but it's crazy. But I mean, say you go from like mid-January to push it into like the end of April. All the way to the end of April.
You would go that far? I would not go that far. No, I would say the end of March. Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Pam? What do you think?
So I love the Festival of the Arts. I think it's the one that gets the least amount of buzz, just because it isn't, I don't know why. I really, truly don't, because I think it's spectacular. But the one reason I will give Flower and Garden a little bit of an edge is I love how Epcot looks with all these different floral arrangements. Like when you're looking at the water, they do that like patchwork quilt, the different topiaries that they have up, they're spectacular. There's just a lot of opportunities there for Epcot to look even better than it does now. I love the butterfly thing. Like, I know we've been doing that, I don't know, for how many years. Yeah. And each time I love going in that. There's just something about seeing that many butterflies in one area. I think it just is the time of year, one of the times of year, where Epcot just looks the absolute best. And I would love to see them just extend that. Extend. It can be all spring as far as I'm concerned.
All right. Good. I love these conversations. Okay, so we got a couple quick ones here. We're going to get these in. Let's see here. This is one from Marlessa, real quick. Would you rather never go to another Epcot festival, speaking of the festivals, never get to go to any festivals, or never see fireworks at Walt Disney World again? So you got to pick one. You can never go to a festival or never see fireworks.
Wow.
It's kind of like on the negative side. Trying to think. Myself?
Okay, neither. I will say neither. I'd rather neither do neither.
Got to pick one, though. I would say, oh, man. I guess I'm never going to a festival as much as I enjoy them.
I'm like never seeing fireworks. Yeah.
What about no you, fireworks.
Pam? I'm not seeing festivals.
Wow.
Yeah. There's something magical about fireworks. But festivals are cool, too. All right. How about another one? This one's from Trisha. Would you rather have Ample Hills back? Yes. Or never have ice cream from the Plaza Ice Cream Parlor again? So I got to trade. Basically, you got to trade Ample Hills for the Plaza in the Magic Kingdom. Oh my gosh, that's so horrible. Trisha, you're not right.
Oh.
God, there's something about a Main Street ice cream that All American Sundae. Oh my God, this is heresy. I'm keeping the Plaza for the All American Sundae on Main Street. It's a tradition on Marathon Weekend. It's a tradition every trip I go down. But God, the castle at night, an ice cream sundae right there at Main Street. I was like, God, I gotta have it. I mean, I love Ample Hills, but I can't give up the Plaza. What about you, Pam?
I am giving up Ample Hills.
God, I can't believe
it's not really even that hard for me. Sorry. I thought it was good ice cream. I really did. But I don't know. I wanted a few more flavors or a few less. I don't know. There was something about it. Like, there's something so simplistic about the Plaza ice cream, right? You're not going to find like a mousse tracky caramel peanut butter explosion, right? You're not going to find that.
Yeah, one of five things. You're getting like, you know, ice cream, a brownie,
right?
You know, or something. Yeah, yes. Not a whole lot. Yeah, that's true.
Right. It is. So I liked Ample Hills, but I will say, like, we have ice cream places around here that make really good, unique ice cream like that too, with like Leicesterans and stuff. So I just love the simplicity of the Ample Hill or of the Plaza. So I just do.
All right, what about you, Ricky?
I think I'm going Plaza, and that's because I make a darn good gooey butter cake myself. So, I mean, that's really the only thing I would go for is the gooey butter cake ice cream. Now, granted, it's not ice cream, but I would add the gooey butter cake in with my gooey butter cake ice cream. So, since I make a really good gooey butter cake, I'll just get vanilla ice cream and put that on top. It'll be fine.
True St. Louisan. That's what you got to do.
Yes.
All right, we got two more in the live chat. I want to throw these in before we get out of here. Ella says, down in Arkansas, would you rather get stuck in Toy Story Land in the rain or in the direct sun? That's a good question, actually. At first glance, you're like, oh, that's kind of an easy... Well...
I have done this multiple times, actually. I have been stuck there in the rain so many times. Like,
There's nowhere to go, really.
Torrential downpours every time, basically, I've been in Toy Story Land. So I'm going the sun because there is absolutely nowhere to go in the torrential rain. Not zilp, zip, nothing. So sun. I'm going sun. I can bring my own, granted, I can bring my own umbrella for both of those options, but torrential downpour is way worse in Toy Story Land. Trust me, I've done it.
All right, Pam, sun or rain?
I'm going in the rain. There's something about being in the parks and like just abandoning it. Like when we were there this summer, there was one day where Steve and I were just like, you know what? It's pouring. Like, we're just going with it. Like, there's nothing you can do, right? You just kind of go with it. Like, there are people huddled under small umbrellas and stuff. And I'm like, I'm not waiting for this. I'm moving from point A to point B. This is what I'm doing. Like, there's nothing I can do about it. And you know what? We had a really great time doing that. So I'm just going with the rain because there are times when it is sunny. It is so brutal. I am just like rethinking my life as I'm standing there, you know, waiting for something. So,
well, too, you got to remember, I always tell this to my family, and my family doesn't appreciate it that I tell them this. Once you get to a certain point of soaked at Walt Disney World, you're not going to get any wetter. You know what I'm saying? Like, you've reached saturation. Like, your shoes are, you're not going to get any wetter at this point. Your body, your clothes. I know you're wearing 12 pounds of a shirt right now because you got soaked. But it isn't getting any wetter. You know, like, ring it as you go and let's roll, you know, like, let's go on. You know, if Slinky Dog's still open, there's no lightning, dude. It's like a big dryer. You know,
No, it's not. I literally got soaked to the bone on Slinky Dog and there was nothing I could do. And I couldn't do anything for cover because I was sitting out there in the middle. I have never been wetter in my entire life. I was so drenched sitting there waiting on Slinky Dog. It was miserable. So
apparently Suzanne in the live chat says she writes blogs, co-hosts podcasts, and takes awesome photos. Now I find out Ricky bakes specialty cakes. Is there anything this person can't do? That's so funny.
Yes, there's a lot of things. Just ask my husband. Okay, a list of things that I don't do well.
Okay, last question of the day. Last would you rather. It's from Zeebs in the Patreon Discord. Would you rather ride the monorail or the Skyliner all day? This one is super simple. Skyliner all day. Ricky.
I think I'm going to go Skyliner just because the monorail has a smell that's not the best sometimes.
Has the old monorail cologne, I call it.
Yes, exactly.
What about you, Pam?
It smells like a cat has been trapped in there for an extended period of time. I'm just going to say.
Sometimes. Especially if it gets wet. I'm just saying.
Yes.
Yes. So I'm going with Skyliner. I'm in love with the Skyliner. Me and the Skyliner are BFFs. We like to hang out. We like to, even when it's hot, I feel like I can go in the Skyliner and there's a breeze. I love it. It's continually moving. So like you just step right on. I love it. I love it.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for Would You Rather. We sure appreciate you being with us today. And we'll do another one of these here down the road. Hopefully you got to play along with us. Let us know on social, pick one of these situations and let us know, the festivals, the fireworks, the low crowds, the fall snacks over the Christmas snacks, whatever you have. Let us know. Be Our Guest Pod on Instagram and Twitter. Of course, Be Our Guest Mike as well. I'll retweet those and we'll get some conversation going. Don't forget today's show, as always, here on a Friday and every day is brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. So when it comes time for your next Disney adventure to get down there, all the snacks are waiting for you. They're like, they're sitting there like, where are you? You need to eat me. There's a Rice Krispie treat that looks like a carrot cake. It's like a wedge.
No, it's pumpkin pie.
It tastes like pumpkin pie? It just tastes like a Rice Krispie, right?
It looks like a piece of pumpkin pie.
That's right. It's like an orange wedge. Yeah, I guess it is pumpkin pie or carrot cake. Well, it kind of looks like a carrot cake though, doesn't it? I mean, it just depends. I use your imagination. Anyway,
imagination.
You're stepping on my ad, Ricky. Get off.
Hey, get your ad right.
Back to it. There are snacks to be eaten. There are rides to ride. There are shows to see. Get down there this fall and drop by the Magic for Less. They're going to take great care of you. Get you the best deal out there. There are discounts to be had. It's a great time to visit, low crowd, special times, and just drop by themagicforless.com, fill out the quote form while you're there, mention the show, and you and I are going to be planning a great trip. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon, and if you want some extra content, become a patron, patreon.com/beourguestpodcast, and get in on the conversation over on Discord. Go to brguestpodcast.com on the right-hand side, click on Join the Discord Server. And we'll be chatting. I'm sure we'll be talking about all this Would You Rather stuff over there today. Don't forget, join us this Sunday night and every Sunday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central for the live Be Our Guest podcast call-in show. It's on YouTube or Facebook, whichever you prefer. Just join us and give us a call. Let's talk Disney. Let's have a good time. All right, time to get out of here. Until we get back together on Monday, for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike. Wishing you a great weekend. Stay safe, stay healthy, and M-I-Z.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.